I'm Marlena, and you're listening to the Marlena Program, heard weekly at this time on ACB Radio Mainstream. For the next 2 hours, give or take, we'll be taking your phone calls at 866-666-7926. Love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your ideas, your suggestions, your opinions, whatever. Why don't you come on in, get comfy, spend some time with me, and give me a call, huh? Right here on Marlena.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Marlena Program this week. We're here tonight, and we've heard from Marlena today. She'll be coming on the show a little bit later. Tonight, we have a very special guest joining us. It'll be Stephen from Independent Living Aids, and we'll be talking all about what kind of products they have, what's new with them, and you can call in and ask questions, too. The number tonight is 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF, 866-400-5333. Now, let me, I want to explain something before we get started here, and that is that we're using Skype. So this means that if you are hearing someone talking on the Skype connection, then you should wait, because I cannot answer it, and it doesn't go to busy. So unfortunately, that's the state of the technology, and that is what it is, unfortunately. So we did get rid of the knocking Skype sound, though, from last week, thank goodness, because that was driving me absolutely crazy. And so we shouldn't be hearing that. But keep in mind that if it goes to voicemail, it means that, well, it means one of two things. It means that I'm talking to someone, more than likely, or two, Skype has gone crazy, which happens on occasion. So, all right, again, the number, 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF. Let's bring on Stephen. Hello, Stephen, how are you?
Jeff, how are you? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, not a problem, and we thank you for your sponsorship, too.
Oh, Independent Living Aids is always trying to be on the top of what is going on, and since it's National Disability Employment Month, we wanted to recognize an organization that has certainly done a lot for the disabled, and I should say for the blind and visually impaired, in its pursuits of employment.
Right.
I also want to say also, because I don't know if she's listening or she's going to hear a recording of this, I want to say good luck to Marlena, because I've been through a guide dog training before, three times over, and however exciting it is, because you're with a new dog, and it's a lot of work. It's much like finding a job. You put your time and effort in, you pay your dues for the 25 days, and you come home, and you always have those first day jitters, but it's a reward and that pays off over and over again.
I think Marlena right now is eating dinner, I think is what's happening.
Well, she's
there.
Benefiting from that, too.
That's right. She's definitely benefiting from that. But we'll be talking to her around 7, or about an hour and a half or so. I shouldn't say 7:30, because everyone around the world is on different time zones. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, before we get involved in talking all about Independent Living Aids, let's find a little bit about you, Stephen, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
What did you say, Jeff? We have an hour and a half? Think that's enough?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm a native New Yorker. I live on the infamous Long Island. Been living here all of my life. I am 37. I've been involved with assistive technology from the early days of the Opticon and the first initial VersaBraille. Initial refreshable Braille display.
Yeah, you and I are pretty much the same age, and
we probably
go back to the same same age there. You know what? We already have a phone call. Imagine that. Let's bring the caller in.
Bring him in.
Hello, caller, and welcome to the Marlena Program.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello there, sir. Who is this?
This is John Gunn calling from Wisconsin.
Ah.
John from Wisconsin, you're on.
How's it going?
Okay. Pardon?
How's it going?
It's going real well.
Good, good, good.
Still using the Mac, but that's, you know how that goes, though, too.
No,
you
hey, we...
off the Windows,
hey, we,
well, you know how it goes.
We love you using the Mac, man.
Well, good.
That's good stuff.
We had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, we can really enjoy that. And we got a lot of really good feedback about that as well. So,
well, sometime we'll have to do a Skype session. I'll give you a Skype where you can use the Mac and making a Skype call. And it really works out slick.
Yeah, cool. Hey, do you have any questions?
Well, that's not the reason I'm calling, but I'm really glad you liked it, though.
Yeah. Well, do you have any questions tonight for Steven?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
Steve,
well.
I'm looking to get this atomic alarm watch.
Okay.
In fact, I'll even give you the item number if you want it.
I think the item number might be 756486.
Right? I think you're absolutely right.
Well, that's unfortunately at work they call me Little Rain Man. I'm not little by any stretch of the imagination physically, but they call me Little Rain Man because I remember all these useless little numbers.
I understand that.
We have a delay, John, on those watches coming in, and we have them on back order now. I don't have an expected time frame that we could have those in, but if you are a follower of our website, or by all
well,
means...
I check it. Well, I did email. I mean, I actually looked at the website and emailed for crying out loud. I mean, you know, it's impressive. No, I'm teasing you on this.
Well, no,
I did get a response, and they did give me a date. I didn't want to give that date out on the air just in case.
You're
you
so
know,
kind.
It doesn't come through, but
yeah. Well, a lot of it has to do with customs. Sometimes customs doesn't go by the date that we would like to, and sometimes there's a delay in the shipping. But what I can tell you for you, John, and for any of the listeners of ACB Radio for tonight, I review all the emails that come into the email address that's on the website can-do@independentliving.com. So if anyone's interested in this or any of the products that we mentioned here tonight, meaning the Atomic Watch or any of the products we mentioned here, by all means, if you want to send an email to can-do@independentliving.com and specify the product you want some questions or answers about, I will respond to them as quickly as I possibly can and in the best possible way.
Okay. So I'm just thinking, who makes that watch, Dino?
I'm sorry, John?
Who makes that watch?
I don't have the manufacturer's information in front of me.
You guys, and I understand that. One suggestion I'd make, I know there's some of the items you have on the webpage. By the way, very nice webpage, I'll add.
Thank you.
Works great with both Internet Explorer and Mozilla, and it's really wonderful. One comment, and this, you know, of course, I guess down the road, I know some of your products you have a little MP3 demo you can download, and it'd be kind of cool if something like that was, you know, especially for a lot of your talking items.
It's funny as you mention it, John, because that is something that I've been working on. We started with the infamous brand new Hamilton Beach talking microwave.
Oh, we gotta talk about that tonight.
Yeah, I just heard about that.
Yeah, 756800. You can actually listen to the MP3 file of that unit because there's a little button on the outside of the box that you can press, and it will actually talk to you. Say, "Hi, I'm Timo, the talking microwave." And
I'll be darned.
It's you can listen to that on our website, and that is something that we are feverishly working on as we speak. Is to
so put, let's see, great minds think alike, then.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to attempt to put as many items that do talk on our website on the extended info page or the extended description page, where you can actually either save or open the file. And let me preface that by also saying that we're doing the same thing for our product instructions. When I came on to ILA a year ago, January, this past January, so January 2005, one of the things I took on was to essentially put our product instructions on our website. And we had a page all included or all inclusive for just product instructions. And well, we've moved from that, and now with each product, you'll find on an extended description page a link for a Microsoft Word or text file that you can actually download the manual of that product.
Now, what about some of the legacy products, Stephen? I actually had an inquiry, and I think they'll probably call in tonight about a product that they purchased, I think about a year ago, and they have not been able to use it because the instructions came in print.
Do we know what product that was?
I'm sure she'll call in and she's going to tell you.
Okay.
I don't want to hang on here too because I know there's going to be other calls coming in.
Okay, John. Well, thank you very much.
My question.
And we definitely want to find out more about this watch, so we'll ask Stephen about that in just a minute.
Well, it's really neat from other things I've read about it. You just basically set your time zone.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
What
we'll
it does,
touch on that.
If I understand, go ahead, Steve. I mean, no, you know more about than I do.
Exactly what you're describing so far, John. An atomic watch essentially is supposed to synchronize itself with the atomic clock that's located
WWV,
in Colorado.
WWV, I think it uses it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it uses the Colorado.
WWV.
Yeah, WWV, yep.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, John, we'll let you go, but thank you very, very much for calling, and we'll talk to you next week, maybe.
That sounds good.
Okay.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, John.
866-400-5333. 866-400-JEFF. I think, actually, we may have another call. Hey, is that you, Karen?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Karen. I knew it was you. Speak of the devil. This is the devil that wanted to find out about the instructions for her. What was it, your pedometer?
That's right.
You give me 30 seconds and I'll remember it. I'll recall it from my brain. So,
Karen, I might ask, we have a couple different pedometers. Which pedometer do you have?
I'm not sure which one it is. I've never been able to
use it. Does it have any special features?
Honestly, I can't tell you a lot about it because I don't recall which one it is. It's been a while since I've found it. I've written you an email before.
Okay.
A while ago. We purchased the talking microwave and the pedometer.
Okay.
And both Daryl and myself have written you, trying to get instructions in an accessible format and get a manual that was more user-friendly. Because honestly, at least for somebody like myself, I need something that's very clear and precise and will follow you through. I'm not very good with electronics.
Well, why don't we?
Karen, I tell you what, I'll make you a deal. Tomorrow we are open on Columbus Day. What I'll ask you to do for me, you specifically, and I'm hoping that everybody's listening, but and then again, I hope everybody is. Karen, if you could call me specifically tomorrow, I'll see exactly what pedometer you have, and whatever it takes me to get you to operate that unit, whether it be me working with you over the phone, or you having a step-by-step instruction so you can understand it clearly, I'll make that available to you.
That sounds good.
Okay.
I think she's even home tomorrow, aren't you, Karen?
What's that?
I think you're home tomorrow, aren't you?
I am.
We'll see.
Now,
perfect.
As far as finding the pedometer, I'm not sure where it is at the moment.
Well, you know what? I have a magical thing called a database that I can see which one you ordered.
Uh-huh.
So I can look that up
right.
And see exactly that. I can help you out as best I can.
Good.
It was really frustrating. So I would like to use the product, and we love our market. Very helpful when you send out products to put either a Braille manual or have it on cassette or even have directions on your website.
Yeah, I think they're working on the MP3 side of it.
Yeah,
well,
unfortunately,
yeah.
Karen, what I can tell you is, in the age that we are now, it's easier to create the item electronically, and I usually try to go through every set of instruction that we have amongst the people that I work with to try to make them as clear and precise as possible. Brailing those out, of course, takes a lot of resources that independent living aids does not have at this moment, but it doesn't mean that it won't have in the future. We have ability to braille out things, but again, to braille out all of our 2,500 products and sets of instructions for that, it could become a little costly and a little time-consuming, too.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I can appreciate that. I just think there needs to be some type of accessible format because you know, not everyone reads Braille, not everybody uses a computer.
Sure.
You know, cassettes are inexpensive. You know, something, or at least have a helpline or something like that that people can call.
You're speaking to the helpline.
There you go.
I do most of the stuff. Steve. That's why I offered you that that specialized service earlier.
There you go.
So by all means, give me a call tomorrow at work. And Karen, my extension is 313. It doesn't mean that everybody should use extension 313, but by all means, if you or anyone else has any issues with any of our products in terms of being how to technically work it out, you feel free to give me a call. And if I don't call you, if I don't get you right away while you call in, I will call you back that same day.
Great. Is that?
I appreciate that. I shall do that.
Okay.
Good enough, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye bye. 866-400-5333.
I feel like we're Larry King, Jeff.
Yeah. You think? Well, I don't know. You're a real popular guy, man. People.
Yeah. Two phone calls within the first 10 minutes.
Well, people keep trying to get on too while she's talking. I can actually see that. In fact, here comes another person. Hello, caller, and welcome to the Marlena program. Oh, I think they hung up. All right. Well, call or call back, 866-400-5333, and we'll be happy to get you on. So now let's talk a little bit about this atomic watch.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I think they're coming back here. All right. Caller, are you here? Caller, you need to turn down your computer. Caller, do you need to turn down the computer?
Hello.
Hello there.
Caller, who's calling?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Barely.
Barely. Hold on a second here. Let's see what we can do about that. Let's see.
Is that Ed, Doc Bradley?
Okay.
Go ahead, Doc. He can hear you, and I'll work on turning him up for you, okay? Go ahead.
It's a little better. Yeah, oh. This is Dr. Ed Bradley.
Hey, Doc. How you doing?
Captain Steve.
Dr. Bradley, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine. Very well.
Is Steven there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, can you hear him?
Hello, Steve.
How are you, Doc?
What do you say, Yankee?
I'm doing well, Doc. This gives a little anecdote behind the scenes for everyone. Doc and I are friends through the National Beat Baseball Association.
Okay.
When I first met Doc back in 2000, he found out I was a New York Yankee fan, and yes, I'm crying in the fact that they're not continuing the playoffs, but we all should move on.
That's right. You should move on.
Since then, Doc has called me his favorite Yankee. Not the fact that he lives in Texas and I live in New York. Maybe it doesn't matter that I'm a Yankee fan.
Oh, that's funny.
Go ahead, Doc. What's your question tonight?
Well, I don't really have a question, except I want to say thanks for having Stephen on.
Sure.
I've heard several things from Stephen and from an independent living agent over the years, and it's great to have him on there and have him as sponsor, and looking forward to seeing Stephen in a couple of weeks at a board meeting. And just hang in there, Stephen, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
Okay.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF, if you'd like to get in on the program tonight. Now, one of the questions I had about the watch was, I live in Arizona,
right,
and so we don't really switch time zones, and they don't have that option in the watch, right?
No, not specifically. Unfortunately, the drawback with the watch that I can see is that you might have to initially set the watch to your time zone. And what they'll usually do is ask that for you for synchronizing purposes is that you put it by a west-facing window and
okay.
Let it synchronize at, you know, 2 o'clock Eastern or mm-hmm. 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock Pacific for that first night. And once it does that, your watch should stay that way. I mean, unless if it becomes unsynchronized, then of course you would follow the same step by putting it by a west-facing window. But it generally should do it. It usually performs quite well.
Oh, good.
So I mean, I think you would be very happy with it.
Good. All right. Hey, Stephen, we have another caller. Hello, caller, and welcome to the Marlena program.
Hi, Jeff. Stephen, how are you? It's Matt from Long Island.
Matt Savlin. Jeff, let me introduce you to Matt. Matt is the executive director for the Office of People with Disabilities for the City of New York. He works. He's a commissioner for Mayor Bloomberg.
Wow, you got you got a busy job there, Matt.
It keeps us busy. Certainly,
I bet.
Making sure that folks with disabilities have an opportunity to participate fully in our city's lives, including the hundreds of thousands of folks with low vision or visual impairment.
Sure.
Matt,
in my unofficial capacity, I'm happy to say that several years ago, New York City won an award from the AFB for being the most accessible large city in our country, and I have that plaque.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was presented to the mayor in my office. But I call it my unofficial capacity.
Oh, okay.
A couple of weeks ago, I'd spoken with Stephen about, and Steve, I know I've not followed up on it, but I do some handiwork around the house, which is kind of my wife finds interesting, and little things. And every once in a while, I need to call my friends or family over to tell me if something is straight or level. And I was inquiring about various technologies that might be out there to help me determine whether or not something's level, measuring tapes and things like that. And Stephen went over a couple of different products with me. And I bet there are other folks out there like myself who, outside of work and outside of waking up in the morning to a talking alarm clock, have some other needs around the house like that that perhaps independent living aids could fill the gap on.
Well, it's interesting you say that. The things I mentioned to Matt in the conversation we had a couple weeks ago, Jeff, was we do sell a talking tape measure, which is has an English voice. And on top of that, we also sell tactile braille tape measures, of which one I have, which I've been doing some recent measuring of for spaces for furniture in my house. But we also sell an audible leveler that actually beeps when it's level, but it doesn't talk at all. And unfortunately, a lot of the problem that I've seen in the year and a half plus that I've been with independent living aids is that a lot of the things that you see out there that are made either mainstream or as a factory default, if they stumble upon the fact of having a software built into the product that will enable it to talk, then they've just hit a home run and they've appealed to a whole new market that they maybe have never even thought of before. But in terms of a talking level, or for that matter, there was a product that's no longer being sold in the U.S. anymore, a talking voltmeter. But there isn't a lot of those out there, and I would love to see that also, just as a homeowner myself, about having products talk where you could do a lot of your own work. But there's certain things that I wouldn't do personally, is doing my own electrical wiring of my house. There's only so many things that we can do. We have to all realize our limitations. But having things in your home to your house would be great.
It's interesting you say that, Stephen. I was going to say the reason I thought of talking to you about the level was I'd heard from some friends in the construction business about stud finders that beep and things like that. And they were saying how, as you just pointed out, the universal application of that beep helps them. They don't have to have their eyes on it. They could be doing something else with their eyes while they're moving the stud finder across the wall. But I did find, and then I'll let you guys go, I did find at Home Depot just an electrical sensor that you put up to electrical outlets, and if they're live, it'll beep. It sends off a beep. If it's not live, it doesn't
beep.
Well,
I believe sell something, Matt, that actually it tells you whether the outlet is live or not. Hmm. It actually beeps. I believe have something like that. I don't... Hint, it was surprise, surprise. I don't have that item number in my head.
Oh, come on, Stephen.
I can't remember all 2,500 products.
You're letting us down.
Neither one of us recommend trying electrical work at home without a certified.
No, but Matt, we do have something like that. Thank you for helping me remind myself of that. But yeah, we do have something like that that actually does beep. It doesn't speak at all, but it gives off a beep to let you know if the outlet is alive or not, which is some help.
Now, Stephen, what about this level? Is it a laser level?
Thank you for the time, Stephen. As always, an excellent professional job and a strong representation of the company you work for. Jeff, a wonderful program. The first I've heard of it, and I thank Stephen for turning me on to it. And I look forward to learning more about some of the products I don't know about tonight.
All right, great. Well, thank you, Matt.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
I just want to go off on a tangent real quick. I got to tell you, Matt and I have been longtime friends since the age of five. And Matt and I are a part of a beat baseball team here in the New York area, the Long Island Bombers, which is an affiliate of the National Beat Baseball Association.
Nice.
And I finally got him to come out and play ball and realize what his potential was in playing baseball with a ball and bases at beep. And he's a good friend. He's a great advocate for the disabled and for the blind and visually impaired. And he's I get a lot of phone calls. Well, what can I use?
That's great. Hey, Stephen, we have another phone call. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Well, thank you. I know it isn't my time to call, Mr. Bishop.
Oh, hello,
Marlena.
I first I have to welcome Stephen from me to Stephen, because we had a great, although way too short, few conversations at the convention this summer. So I'm glad you're finally on my show. And then the second thing I have to say is to thank Independent Living Aids for participating in our Celebrate Disability Awareness Month. And the third thing I have to say is thank you for helping me learn where the redial button in my phone at Guide Dogs for the Blind is, because, wow, you got a busy line tonight.
It's been crazy, absolutely crazy. I can actually see people calling in, and we actually get between 8 and 10 calls while we're actually talking with another caller. So,
well, I'm not going to stay on because you're going to be
crazy.
Calling me. But
I will be.
I missed the beginning, so I didn't hear about the watch, and I didn't hear about
the watch. Well, we actually haven't gotten to it. We'll be taking calls, but Molly, I said in the beginning of the show, good luck to you with your training of your guide dogs. I've been through those experiences before, and I know how challenging each day can be. And I just wish you good luck and best of health and safe trip home.
Oh, well, bless your heart. And if you listen, Jeff, am I giving it away if I say you're going to call me in the second hour?
No.
Oh, I just did.
No, we've already told everybody.
You already mentioned that.
Yep, 7:30. We're an hour away.
Agnes is sitting here saying, Mom, get off the phone. So
yes.
I think I will.
Okay.
But great show, Jeff. Thank you so much. You're doing such a good job. You should change your name to Marlena and keep the show. I'll see you later.
I would be a funny-looking Marlena if I did that.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Marlena. 866-400-5333. 866-400-5333. Let me see if I can sneak in my question about that level.
Go right ahead.
Nope, sorry, can't.
We can do the question while
yes, the caller can hold on. Caller, hold on a second. I'm going to ask Stephen a question here, okay? The level that you sell, is it a laser level?
I believe I don't know, unfortunately,
okay.
Because I don't know off the top of my head. I believe it is. It's probably analog, or it is a digital readout.
Okay.
I don't know that it's a laser, but it's in finding that your wall and or whatever you're doing with it is level. But I know it's a digital readout. But Jeff,
okay.
I have your email address. I'll email you privately when I find that information and give that to you and give you the product number.
Okay, that'd be great. Okay, we have another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Hello, Jeff. It's Kelly Superja here.
Hello, Mr. Superja.
You know, I have to stop you for a second. When Jeff first called me earlier this evening, the only time I've ever listened to him is through a podcast. And once again, you also, the only time I've ever listened to your voice is either in your demonstration of GMA games or through a podcast. So it's a pleasure to speak to you because you're the voice of reason for games for the visually impaired.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, wow.
I like listening to it. You're not a voice that puts people to sleep, but you're an informative voice. So you've given me some great instructions for those GMA games, but it's also a pleasure to speak with you also because I've heard a lot of the things that you've done. And keep going with your podcast. I'm a fellow podcaster, and it's a pleasure to listen to other people enjoy it as much as I do.
Oh, thank you. Actually, I'm just working on episode number 4 of the podcast as we speak.
Oh, that's great. So do you have a question for Stephen tonight, Kelly?
Yeah, actually I do. I was just looking at Independent Living Aids there on the website, and I was interested in the educational products, such as, I think it was the doctor talking clock and a few other things there. My reason for this is that I've recently become friends of the mother of a blind four-year-old who has a very active sighted two-year-old brother. And what I'm wondering is, I noticed on the descriptions that I couldn't find any age levels for a lot of these
And what
these,
clock was this?
Toys.
You said this was the Dr. Seuss talking clock?
I think it's just called Dr. Talking Clock.
Okay. I don't know specifically, Kelly, honestly. I'm not going to say it's the first time I've heard of that clock, but I have not had my hands on it to tell you.
Okay.
But I can tell you most of the time, the only time I've ever seen age requirements are usually an instruction booklet. But as I said to Jeff earlier, and as I said to other callers, I have seen your email address. I'll open up the applications and I'll save it to my address book and send you a private email about the clock.
Okay.
Probably within the next 48 hours. And then I'll provide you the
just,
age requirement.
Yeah, just going through just seeing what all is available. Another thing, too, like, are there instructions for those products?
Which product? Is that, you mean that talking clock?
Yeah, or basically, I've looked at a few of the products that were on there. There was another one, but I didn't see any instructions on there now. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong place, too.
No, but I don't know. I can tell you we have about 100 items that we have electronic forms of instructions of the manuals for on our website. Certainly not enough, but certainly a start in the right direction. For Independent Living Aid, still providing the highest quality of service for our customers and the most amount of information. But I will find the clock first, and then I will also most times that I've seen the clock's instructions give you instructions from a visual standpoint. So a lot of it I have to do is modify those instructions, and if you will, write my own. Not that they're specifically of the product manual, because sometimes the product manuals are not scannable or there's no electronic form of the actual manual in the PDF format. But what I will do is find the clock first, see if we have instructions for it. And again, what I'll do is look at the clock myself and try to play with it, at least within the next 40 hours. And I'll personally send you an email with information about the age requirement as well as the instructions for the clock. So you can check that out,
great.
And then I'll make that available to our customers on the website.
All right, Kelly, I'm going to let you go because we got a lot more callers coming in, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling, though, and we'll talk to you next week, maybe.
Okay.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kelly.
Bye.
866-400-JEFF, 866-400-5333. I just wanted to remind everybody that it doesn't – don't bother calling while someone else is speaking because I cannot answer that. And all it does is just – I can actually see it come in, but there's nothing that I can do about it because – I don't want to generate to a bunch of conferences here and then lose some bandwidth here on the Skype side. So if you can just consider that as you're calling in, that would be very much appreciated. And we now have a...
Jeff, can I chime in real quick?
Sure.
Everybody who's calling in, we would love to talk to you, all of you. I don't know that it'll be physically possible. But remember, if you have any questions about any specific products, you can email Independent Living Aids, which is can-do@independentliving.com. And if you want to personalize it, put in the subject line, question for Steve. Like I said, I read those emails. I'll read them with great pride, and I'll answer them as quickly and humanly possible.
Great.
And as quickly as possible.
Okay, caller, we have another caller. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Hi, this is Christy Delmonico calling from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Hey, how you doing?
Another face.
I'm doing good. How are you, Jeff? Hear you again.
You must be very delighted about your baseball team.
Yeah, but we won't share that with you.
She's not a native Michigan person, then, Jeff.
Oh, I see. Well,
I know Christy through ACB as well as the MBBA also, and I know she's not a Detroit Tigers fan, but that's okay.
That's okay. At least she's not a Yankees fan.
I was a Yankee fan until I came to Kalamazoo, and then they told me if I told them I was a Yankee, they would hurt me. So I claimed Tigers.
What's your question tonight about independent living aids, Christy?
I have a real quick question for you. I am a rehabilitation therapist now. I'm not a teacher. And I tell everybody to go to Independent Living Aids because I think it's the best place to go, not just because you're my friend. But all these products, are there ever any educational opportunities that Independent Living takes to teach parents or teach educational providers how to use these products for people who are visually impaired?
I can't say yes or no to that, Christy, because, again, I don't know that we've been put into a situation like that, but we are looking towards the future and keeping our focus on things that are happening today in the industry for the blind and low vision and educational professionals as well. Independent Living Aids for many years went to Closing the Gap and also attended AER, Association for Education and Rehabilitation Professionals. But right now we are focusing on ACB and other national blind organization that we try to keep in mind that primarily we have to keep focused on the actual customers and the end users of the products. And though we want to keep focused on keeping in line with educational professionals that are out there, I don't say we have as large of a staff that we can go out and teach people how to use these products, but what we try to do is offer technical assistance to agencies in local areas of the United States and abroad that have the ability to teach those individuals who are either staff of their agency or clients of their agency the products. And they can always, and by all means, when it comes out to it, my colleague Michael and I both offer the utmost technical support for all of our products. And again, if it's not immediate, if it's not the same time that anyone calls in, then we try to do it certainly within 48 hours or within a reasonable amount of time. So I know that we don't do that right now, but again, that could be changing in the future. We're, you know, a rolling stone gathers no moss. So that's what Independent Living Aids is. We gather no moss. We roll with the industry and its changes and its opportunities that it brings.
Great.
Well, that's a good answer. My friend Sophia, she's sitting here next to me. She's a fellow classmate of mine, wanted me to ask that question, so I told her I would call in. And I think it's important that is in the future, because as a rehab therapist, counselor, we can purchase these products for parents or for clients, and, you know, if it sits in the drawer, it's not going to do them any good. So I'm glad to see that you guys are at least looking at the prospect of doing that in the future.
Great. Well, thank you very much for calling, and
thank you.
That was a very great question. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Good night. Bye-bye. 866-400-5333, 866-400-Jeff. And I know you wanted to talk a bunch of different products, but you know what? We got another caller. Hello, caller, and welcome to the Marlena program. You need to turn down. Let me mute this person. Let me turn that person down until I warn them about making sure you turn your computer down, because there is a little bit of a delay. This is the Internet. Hello, caller. Welcome aboard.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. It was just a little bit of an issue of coordination there. This is Daryl
Shandro. Mr. Daryl Shandro. See, I've met Daryl before, so I can't say I've only listened to his podcast. How are you, Daryl, and how's your wife, Karen?
Great. Well, that was my wife, Karen, that called earlier about the pedometer.
I thought I recognized her voice.
Yeah, she actually, we'll have to look for it. It got tacked when we basically, it's a long story, but we kind of had to do a partial move, so to speak. So she had, she's had this for a while, and she had sort of given up on it, and so we'll have to look for it.
Okay.
And all of that. But
Daryl, did you have a question tonight?
I wanted to just say that I think it would be cool. I think it's good that you are making the product documentation more available now. As you know, I have I have some pretty strong, you know, feelings about how things should be done, like within the blindness industry and all that. And I'm kind of glad to see that you're starting to move in the right direction there. It would be good in the product catalog to let people know what they can expect as far as instructions or information or support on actually using the product.
Okay.
Okay, Darryl, I mean, you and I have had long conversations about this, and I agree with you. I can tell you that Independent Living Aids is having a catalog come out for our gift highlights, but we are working for our 2007 catalog, which comes out January, February time frame, that I will make that suggestion to the president and vice president of the company, and I don't think that's too hard to fill, but it's appreciate your suggestion, and keep up the good work on your blog and your podcast.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I do understand that it takes, you know, takes quite a bit of time and effort to do this, you know, to go into in a better direction on accessibility. So I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. Keep that up, and I just think that it is important when somebody does buy something that they know just what to expect. And I did want to ask one question about the Milestone 311, and that is what improvements could we expect, you know, in the reasonably near future on that product, if you're able to
the
Milestone 311, Stephen.
Okay, thank you.
And Darryl, I'm going to go ahead and let you go so we can get another caller in, okay?
For Darryl and the rest of the...
Okay, great. Okay,
thank you,
Darryl.
For Darryl and the rest of the audience about the Milestone 311, it is a digital voice recorder and MP3 player. And I can tell you outright that there are changes that are forthcoming, probably in the next 2 months period of time, we hope, that are certainly going to elevate the ability of users of the Milestone and all those who want to use the Milestone to heights that could only be imagined at this point. It's an ever-changing product. The creators are in Switzerland. They made it in, I'm sorry, forgive me, they made it in coordination with the Blind Association there. And the unit is amazing as it is now. I think it's personally amazing. I've been using it since February. And it was recommended to Independent Living Aids and Marvin and Mimi Sandler by Pedro Zereda, who was the Secretary General of the Blind Union. And he personally made this plea to them that this is something that they should sell. And we've been selling it. It's can't keep it on the shelves. But it is an amazing unit. It has, right now, ability of being a digital voice recorder on a fly, and as well you can also record continuous lectures. It can use memory cards, secure digital memory cards, SD cards, as much as an 8-gig card, which categorically is about 560
good.
Hours of recording time.
Yeah,
it records entirely in MP3, and it only plays MP3. Now, there are some questions that people have asked, well, what about the DAISY compatibility? What about playing with Audible.com? Well, I can tell you positively that all the people are in place and they're talking, and we hope that only bells and whistles comes out of it, and the Milestone is going to be changing for the best in the future. And if everyone's willing to be patient and over the next 2 months, hopefully, if not at Christmas time or just after, we should have some exciting new announcements for the Milestone. And anyone who's a Milestone user now and subscribes to the Milestone mailing list can at that point reap the benefits of being the first ones to receive their software upgrade, which, and I want to go off on tangent in a minute and say to everyone that if you are a Milestone user and you subscribe to the mail list, you have the ability of knowing prior to people who actually are notified publicly that the software upgrade or the firmware upgrade for the Milestone is available on our website. So at the time that we release the software, anyone who has a Milestone can go and update their firmware right then and there within a matter of seconds. And the process of updating your firmware takes all of them about 30 seconds. It's the easiest process I've seen ever.
That's great.
We have another caller?
We do. Hello, caller. Okay. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Hello. My name is George Wurzel. I'm from Lansing, Michigan.
Hello, George.
And
George, how are you?
We were talking about levels earlier. I've spent the last 30 years of my life actively involved in working in the woodworking business.
Uh-huh.
And Bosch has, right off the shelf, you can buy from Bosch. I do not know the model number, but I own two of them. They're four-foot levels that beep when they're level, and they are accurate to within one-tenth of 1 inch, which is pretty darn good accuracy for a level.
Oh, yeah.
And so if someone's looking for one, if you go to one of your home centers and you get the guy to get the actual Bosch catalog out, it has an audio, it just says audio output on it, and they're around $85.
Great, okay. George, that's awesome. Maybe Stephen can actually...
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah,
George,
get that,
appreciate the info.
Get that in the catalog. That's really, really good.
And I own one of the electrical testers that you're talking about. You just hold it up to the outlet and push the button on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the brand on that, but I bought it right straight off the shelf at Electrical Supply House.
Oh.
And it tells you if the outlet is hot or not.
Hmm.
And stud finders the same way. Almost all stud finders have an audio output on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a couple different kinds of stud finders that you can buy right off the shelf that will find conduit for you in the wall or water pipes or studs. They have a setting for all three on them. So if you're looking not to run screws or bolts or whatever through the lady's water line, you can do that.
That's
very
great.
Good. Very good.
Appreciate that info, George.
Thank you, George, very, very much.
George, can I ask a favor?
Yeah.
If you could, George, touch base with me possibly in midweek, and for you and any of our other customers, our sales number is 1-800-537-2118. George,
uh-huh.
If you could call and ask for me, I'm thankfully, and I don't know, maybe it's not a good thing at all, but I'm thankfully the only Steve that works at Independent Living.
Okay.
So if you could give me a call so we can discuss this further, I would love
okay.
to discuss it more with you, because we would love to work with
yeah.
you and get some feedback from you on these items.
Yeah. There are some very high precision machinist levels that have audio output on them, but they start in about the $300 price range. So.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
So give me a call midweek, George, and we'll talk more. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your information.
Thank you, George,
okay.
very, very
good
much.
Day. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye now.
Bye.
866-400-5333. 866-400-5333. And I think we have another caller. Hello, caller. No. Okay.
Can I touch base on a couple of the products
yes.
real quick?
Yes, absolutely. I think we have a lull in the...
Okay. Just going back, so is everyone... If I want to real quickly go back. And if anyone's interested in joining the mailing list or the email list for the Milestone 311, you can send email to Milestone311, and that's spelled M as in Mike, I-L-E, S as in Sam, T-O-N-E, 311 dash... request at freelists, that's freelists.org, and you can join the email list and you can receive any new information about the mail list. And I believe we have another caller.
We do have another caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Hi, very good. Thanks for being patient. It's really hard to try to judge when to actually call in because there's a little bit of
I hear you. I hear you.
And call
Dave Meffler in Visalia, California. Steve, we've never talked or met, but good to make your acquaintance.
Thank you.
And the reason I'm calling is I would love to have some kind of a water tester that would be workable by us blind guys. I don't know about Jeff. Jeff lives in Tucson.
We don't have a spa. We don't have water here.
You don't have water.
No,
it's
a desert.
Pool. You're kidding. There's more pools in that city than
I don't have a pool.
And I guess everybody
water.
Brings Arizona green.
But apparently you don't have one, so that's okay. Anyway, but what I would love to have is something that would actually, you know, read out what the, you know, what the chlorine content is or what the pH balance is. Because the way it is now, you really have to either go by, you know, by smell, which I'm pretty good at. You know, I pretty much know my spa and what chemicals I use and how much. Or you really have to go by the chemical, you know, the color testing pads and what if it's got too much color this or too much color that, it's out of balance. I'd sure love to have something that I could use because people, and I try to teach people how to use my color tester and they, well, how do I do that? You know, I'd just love to be able to do that myself because I can maintain every other portion of that spa.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I'll say this to you. I don't know about any of those products that are out there, but if you heard our last call of George, he called in and gave us information about items that are out there. So luckily we live in a close-knit community that, by all means, I will tap all the different email lists that I belong to that are probably close relation to what you're asking about, as well as I'll do my own research to find exactly what we're looking for.
Good, okay, and I'll keep up with you. I'll be writing to you on that.
Right, you
I'll let go because I know there's other callers on the line.
All right, Dave.
Dave, did you hear our email address before?
No, but I can find it.
Okay, you do that, and
he'll keep listening, and he'll repeat it a couple more times.
Yeah, we'll keep listening. You'll give it to us again. I mean,
indeed.
You're not going to walk away without it. At least I wouldn't think so.
We're going to beat you over the head with it, probably. Yeah.
Take care, guys. Have a good one. Okay. Marlena is listening. Hello, Marlena.
She's listening. All right. Thanks, Dave. 866-400-5333. Hey, I want to tell a story. Can I tell a story about the caller identifier from Independent Living Aids?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Is it a good or bad story?
It's a funny story.
Okay.
Very, very funny. So we went over to a meeting, and we were looking at all of these different products. Mm-hmm. And hold on a second. We got another caller here. But the caller can... I'm going to have
hold
the caller.
Hold on. Get,
yeah, hold
get
on one door. Second, caller. We're going to tell a story here. And so we were playing with the color identifier, and the topic of people's hair color came into play earlier before the color identifier started coming into play. And so we held this color identifier up.
Now, Jeff, you're saying color? Or
color.
Color.
Okay. Color.
Great, go ahead.
Yeah, color identifier.
Good.
Like the color of your shirt.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay. And so we put it up to his hair, and it said, dark gray. And, of course, this is a room full of blind people, and nobody actually knew he had dark gray hair, and it was very, very funny, actually. We had a good time.
Caller, who are we speaking to? Who's calling in?
Yeah, hello, caller.
Hello, Jeff Bishop. It's Matthew Dyer from Canton, Ohio.
Hello there.
Matt, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. What's your question tonight?
My question is, I have the Klesko Talking Caller ID 99. It's the 99.
The 9900 CW?
Yeah.
Okay.
My question is, I'm having some... I've read the manual on the site, or at least on... I don't remember if it was on their site or what, but I was reading the manual, and first of all, I'm very confused about, because at the very top, just below you get, just before the where the numbers, just above the actual numbers,
uh-huh.
They don't have the buttons, you know, it's hard, there's only three buttons, and in the manual it says to press the, you know, this button or that button to get to this point. Well, I don't, you know, it's like, how do you know which, it doesn't describe where the buttons are, or what they, you know, what they are, and what, you know, it doesn't tell you what they're labeled as, and where they're, you know, where
what
they're
was
exactly
the last
located,
time,
other than.
When was the last time you read the manual, Matt?
It was a couple, about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay. I can tell you, I just did a revision of that, because a couple customers called up with the same concern you did. And I included in the text of it a layout of the buttons so you could tell what they are as you're feeling them, whether it be left to right or from top to bottom. And
right.
I don't know if you've seen that version. What I'd like you to do is go up onto our website, and to make it easy for you, see, you guys only got me on one product that I didn't know the number for. This product number is 756957. So what I suggest you do is go to our website again, of course, www.independentliving.com. And in the search field, type in the product number. When you come to that next page, look for where it says Talking Caller ID, Klesko Talking Caller ID, I think it's called. And
right.
You can hit enter on that link. That will take you to the page where the product instruction is going to be residing. Find it on that page. It's a Word file, and either read that, open it, or save it, whatever which way is convenient for you. And let me know if that gets fixed if you see that fix in there for you where you can read what the buttons are and what's their order. If you don't, like I've said to everyone else earlier, email me at thecan-do@independentliving.com and then put in the subject line, Steve, caller ID. And I will get you that file so you can see that. And in the worst case scenario, if you put your phone number in the email, I will call you and I'll go over it with you, but I'll also send you the file for your record.
Does that help?
Because right now, because basically what I'm trying to do is I was trying to get to the point where I could scroll through my calls and see, you know, look at what was there and everything, and so I'll check that out and get back to you on that and see
good.
If the
by
the
all
Microsoft
means
Word
it,
file
whatever
has
I can
the
yeah,
stuff
it,
on
it's
it.
In a Microsoft Word format. Whatever I can do to help, Matt, I'll be glad to.
And what's the product number again?
756. I'm sorry, 756-957.
756-957. Okay, I'll do that.
All right, Matt.
Thank you
very much for calling in, and we hope that's been
of help
to you.
This is the first time I've actually called in since you've been on. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Look at that.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
It's nice talking to you, and I'll go ahead and let other people come in then.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Bye-bye now.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Jeff, what I wanted to chime in and say here is that Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 30th year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's
almost as old as you are.
Yeah, I guess, if you want to put it that way. but it's a long-running company, and we've been dedicated to our customers in providing products that would be allow them to lead an active, independent life, as well as in providing service, customer service, and understanding that the people that we're serving need, at some point, some dedicated instruction, whether it be in an accessible format or speaking to them on the phone and showing them how to use a unit. And we've continued that all 30 years, and we are the largest independently owned mail order house for the blind and low vision, and we're very proud of all the people that work with us. We're a 50 plus employee corporation, but anyone that answers the phone is able to assist anyone with any product that we have in our warehouse.
That's great. I had a question for you too.
Go ahead.
You know, do you remember the old board games that we had when we were kids, like the Monopoly and the Scrabble and
I remember the Scrabble, but the other board games I don't. I remember the Monopoly, but everything was always in print.
Yeah, well, they used to have. They were very, very, very expensive back then, and I'm not really even sure what the prices are on them now. But are you guys selling those now? You know, like Monopoly and.
We're selling the British version of Monopoly. We don't have the U.S. Version. We're trying to get that, but we sell the. The Scrabble board I'm pretty sure the tiles come with it, that have the Braille on the board itself.
Okay.
Which is just a matter of, I don't even know what type, it may be a plastic tile, that it's the board is raised much like it's like a raised graph piece of paper.
Right.
With the Braille in the different slots where you can make your words and the whole nine yards. But we sell a slew of different games. I mean, the Monopoly, we sell a wonderful tactile domino set. And dominoes have been selling like hotcakes. Can't
really?
Keep them on the shelves.
Really? That's interesting.
I mean, it's an old sport, and not a lot of people play them, but it's a nice family game. It's a game that the family can sit down around the holidays and they can all play, and no one... I mean, you read the instructions that actually come with it, or that you either download from our website on how to play the dominoes,
mm-hmm.
and what we've done with the dominoes game, and I just submitted that for our webmaster, for him to put on our website, is a link that would take you to a website where you can read the instructions on how to play dominoes. It's not so much in a Word format, but it actually is a website.
Oh, great.
So, on top of that, with other games, we have the Braille Uno cards, we have the regular Braille deck cards, we have low vision cards, we have the Goldfish and the Old Maid and those type of cards games for the family, everybody in the family to play. a slew of different games, a couple of different versions of the checkers. We have the chess boards. So there's a lot of different games that people can still play, and it can make it, whether it be a family-style type of game or just you want two gentlemen want to sit down and play, or two women, or whomever want to sit down and play a game of chess or checkers.
Yeah,
they can they can buy an all-inclusive one set that has both chess and checker set, chess and checker pieces, and just one tactile board with the peg holes.
Great. The number 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF. And I don't know if you can hear the thunder or not. Can you hear the thunder?
No.
It's really raining outside here. I didn't think it was going to be raining tonight.
I have to say, Jeff, you said as long as Christy wasn't a Yankee fan, I have to tell you, it's absolutely beautiful here today. It's amazing here right now. It's in the 60s. It's beautiful. It has a nice gentle breeze. It's going to be beautiful here tomorrow in New York. It's great because I'm sure from what I saw earlier, it's supposed to be getting colder as the week goes on. But just the same, do we have another caller?
No, not yet.
Okay, I just want to touch base really quick on a couple different other quick products.
Sure.
A product that Doc bought from me because I attended as a vendor for the ACB convention. He bought the ILA Talking Clock Radio. It's a great little clock radio, announces the hour on the hour, has one alarm. You can set it. It's not as difficult as it may seem when you first take it out of the box, but it's a clear female voice. And as a sneak peek for the ACB radio listeners, mainstream, or I should say Molly and the Show's listeners, this is the voice.
10:04 p.m.
So you can hear it's a clear female voice, but it's a regular standard AM/FM radio. You can wake up to the radio. You can wake up to an alarm, whether it be cuckoo, rooster, or the beep. And it's a nice little radio, and we have it for $27.95. It's a great little thing for in time for the holidays, for Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever holiday you're going to be celebrating.
Now, does that have multiple alarms on it, Steve?
Just the one.
Just the one, okay. Do you have clocks that have multiple?
Yes, we do. We have a slew of different clocks that are multiple, and it's we have a screenless clock, which I believe I don't recall the price on it, but this is a calendar clock, and it has multiple alarms. And I say it's screenless because it has no screen. There's no visual display on it whatsoever. It's a flat rectangular box that has a British male voice. This is him.
Sunday, the 8th of October. 20:06, 10:04 p.m.
So that's the calendar clock. We do have another version that has stopwatch and multiple timers and such, but this has just the one alarm. The other clocks that we do have is we have a clock that is kind of hard to describe, but it has four alarms. We have about five different clocks that have multiple alarms. I was interested to show you this because, again, there's not many clocks that are out there that have male voices. This is one of my favorites. But we also have the actual an actual atomic clock. Has one alarm on it. However, it has something that really hasn't been introduced previously. It has a sensor that you can put outside so you can tell what the outdoor temperature is. It tells you the indoor and outdoor temperature, the date, and the time. And it also has the alarm. And it's a very attractive, almost wood-looking frame. It's a very aesthetically pleasing visual clock. So anyone who comes to your home will say, that looks like a plain old clock, but this is actually very attractive to look at. And that's that item number is 247542, and I believe that's $44.95. Again, with the outdoor sensor, you can wake up in the morning and see if it's how warm it is or how cold it is outside, so you can appropriately dress for whatever weather conditions you're in.
That's interesting. So is that is that weatherproof then? Can it handle the rain and stuff, that sensor?
Yeah, I've had it outside. I bought one for myself, and I have had it outside with the weather sensor outside for at least the last 6 months, and it's weathered all conditions.
Interesting.
So it's durable, and it runs on batteries. So the sensor runs on AAA batteries, and I believe they last probably 6 months to a year. I'm just reaching the 6 month point, so I'll have to see exactly how long it's before I have to switch those batteries there. But I haven't changed the batteries in the clock, at all, and that's two AA batteries that run in the clock itself since I've gotten it. Two of the other products I wanted to mention that Independent Living Aids, do we have another caller?
Nope, go right ahead.
Okay. Two other products I want to mention really quickly. One is it's an electronic magnifier. It's called the SenseView. It's distributed by GW Micro, and Independent Living Aids is a national distributor for GW Micro. And it is an amazing magnifier that magnifies from 7 to 22x and it allows someone to change contrast on the fly. It has a 4.5 inch or 4.3 inch display. It can go black on white, white on black, yellow on blue, blue on yellow, etc. And it's a nice little unit because you can use that for seeing things that you can take a snapshot of something and zoom in on it. Hmm. Another magnifier, electronic magnifier that we have is called the PVO. And it comes to us as being probably the most portable CCTV, since you have the ability when you open up the box that you're given cables to hook up to your TV, so you can use it as a CCTV. It also enables you to tilt it at an angle and write out your checks or write out something that you can actually magnify what you're writing, so you can see what you're writing. It's a nice little tool. The SenseView, going back to the SenseView, that costs $825, and it's we can't keep it on the shelves. It's selling like hotcakes. People who are afflicted with macular degeneration or AMD are buying it because it's enabling them to see things that they weren't able to see before. And that product number is 454-434. The PVO magnifier that I spoke about, that you can connect it to your TV and you can lift it at an angle and write out checks and such, that retails at $795, and that product number is 454-650. And all these items that I'm mentioning, anyone can go on our website and they can either type in CCTVs or magnifiers and such, and they'll come up with the entire list of magnifiers. Those are just two of the magnifiers that I'm speaking about, because again, they sell the most and they're most popular.
Oh, very good. Now, can you give us a sneak peek at what new products might be coming out in the Christmas catalog?
It's not so much any new products. We try to highlight the gifts that people might buy for Christmas, one of them being the clock radio.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones being the magnifiers that I just mentioned, the Milestone. Another product that we have in our catalog is, they'll be coming out within about the month, is the Kelvin Talking Thermostat. Now, back in Jacksonville, I did an impromptu thing with Rachel and Steve Matsur about the Kelvin Talking Thermostat, and it is a 7-day, 4-time-a-day programmable thermostat where you can program it for 4 times a day, 4 different intervals, for complete 7 days of the week.
Hmm.
And I'll give you just an example. It is a clear male voice. It is entirely programmable and usable by someone with absolutely no sight.
Hmm.
There is no visual or sighted assistance needed. The only thing that we recommend is when you're having it installed, meaning switching from what thermostat you're using now to what you're going to use, meaning the Kelvin,
mm-hmm.
that the wiring be done by a certified electrician professional.
Sure, sure.
But this is his voice.
12 o'clock, midnight. The temperature is 73. The thermostat setting is 75.
And physically, there's an up and a down arrow button on either side of the speaker that allows you to raise and lower the temperature. And when you have it mounted on your wall, you can actually also audibly or verbally tell the thermostat to either raise or lower raise and lower the temperature. The only time that would become confusing is if you were sitting in a hot, heated poker game and everyone kept on raise.
Oh, you can actually talk to it, huh?
Yeah, you can.
That's interesting.
It's quite a neat tool. It's that retails at $129.95. And it's product number 756990. And for everyone's information, that all these prices are just the retail prices of the item. It does not include handling and shipping of the item to you, but we do ship via UPS Ground, and if you order it on Monday, you'll have it by Friday.
Great. Now, do you guys sell security systems, like alarm systems for your home?
No, we don't. We sell things for... We have a sister company called Soundbites that is for products for the those individuals who are hard of hearing or who are deaf. So we do have items that will... that we do have systems that are strobe lights that would allow someone to know if something... We sell motion sensors, I'll say that.
Okay.
But those, we don't sell so much alarm systems like what you're possibly describing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just curious. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be nice if we could. Most alarm systems today, I can tell you, do talk. And I can tell you from personal experience that if anyone's out there looking for an alarm system, I would seriously... ask and inquire through whoever's going to provide you your alarm system that you have a way that you can either dial into or press a key combination on your phone to do the same thing that someone visually might be doing on a keypad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thankfully, the keypads are not so complicated that you can't do it on, right on the keypad itself either.
That's great. We have another caller, but I need to ask the caller to turn off their internet connection because we're getting an echo. Caller?
Caller, hello.
I'm going to go ahead and hang up that call. Caller, call back, and we'll try again. 866-400-5333. 866-400-JEFF. And we'll see if we can get this caller back. Yeah, it was interesting because I was looking at some security systems, and right now we just have we have one that just... we actually can call into it. It actually has an audible menu on it, and you can, you know, do touch tones and stuff like that. But I actually wanted to get one that actually you could program that actually would tell you what's on the screen.
You know, Jeff, I can tell you, I don't have one in my home, but my mom has one that's in her home, and it's the keypad is just visual. But, again, I've done everything through, if I needed to, either on a keypad, since it's such a small little task that I have to do and what I need to punch in, well, I've gone through the phone, but I can tell you, if there's anyone that's going to make a mainstream talking alarm system, it'll be that industry.
That's cool.
You know, they will make someone in that industry will come out with that, and they'll stumble over the fact that hey, this is compatible for the blind and low vision. You know, do we have a caller yet?
No. Go right ahead.
I want to go and tell everyone about the Hamilton Beach talking microwave. I have one here.
Okay.
The model that we're selling is the black model.
Okay.
87106. We can get the silver model if you so desire, but again, it might take some time to do that. But just the same, it is an off-the-shelf talking product. The item does have predetermined settings for popcorn, potato, pizza, beverage, soup, fresh and frozen vegetables, and a dinner plate.
Mm-hmm.
And as you turn the dial, once you turn it on, once you plug it in, for that matter, you can turn the dial to, say, for instance, popcorn. And based on the fact that most people don't necessarily look at the bag size, most bags of popcorn, microwave popcorn, are 1.75. I believe it's grams, kilograms.
Okay.
Kilograms? I may be wrong. I'm not good with the metric system.
Yeah.
But just the same.
Well, that's all right. I'm not good at cooking, so.
it's a stated I am. You should. I made a meatballs and sausage and homemade sauce and raviolis tonight for me and my lovely girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she loved it. She loved it.
You're a man after my own heart.
We both enjoyed it. I love Italian food. I love to cook it and love to eat it.
That's awesome. I'm from New York, too, actually.
Oh, yeah? Where?
Upstate, Albany.
Okay. I have some dear friends in Albany.
Yeah. Hey, Stephen, we have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Jeff and Stephen. This is Carl Belanger calling from Wenham, Mass. At Gordon College, and I was the one who tried before where it didn't work out. I don't know what was going on, but I was actually on a landline. I'm on my cell phone now, so
okay.
Well, how can I help you? How is Massachusetts tonight, Glenn? Carl.
Massachusetts is good. I'm from New England, so obviously I'm not a Yankees fan. So,
well,
them losing,
say,
I must admit.
You and I can both say that we're in the same boat, but that's fine.
Yeah, it's not so much I have a question, but Jeff, I heard you mentioning clocks with multiple alarms, and I just wanted to call mention one I have. It's the talking clock, four-alarm talking clock and date, I think is the exact name on the website. It goes for $15, and it's really nice. It has a 24-hour stopwatch, clock, a speaking calendar, and four alarms.
Oh, how much was that?
He said it was $15.
Okay. Getting a little distracted here with something here, but sorry about that. Okay.
No, that's fine. It's $14.95, I think it was.
$14.95. Okay. Yeah. Very nice.
It is. Yep. Yeah,
and
that
also,
is a nice. That is a nice clock.
Yes, it is. And I also purchased just last night, as a matter of fact, the I think it's called the Touch Time. It's the Braille desk clock.
Yep.
Oh no, that's interesting. Tell us about that.
I believe it's the one that. If I'm right, Carl, that you're describing, and you purchased that from us, Carl?
Yes.
Okay. There, it's a wind-up clock, no, Carl?
Yep.
Okay. It's the old-fashioned wind-up clock, Jeff, that you turn the the little spindle in the back, and you turn it, and it does a tick, 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 but it has the Braille dial on the front. And I had that. That was my first alarm clock, actually, when I...
Hmm.
When I was 8 years old, my mom said, I want to buy you a Braille clock because I'm a twin, and my brother Frank lives in Iowa, and he's moved out there. He's been living out there for 15 years. So when we were growing up as twins, we were in the same room for several years, and I used to wake him up all the time, Frank, what time is it? And he used to hate it because he would always be so tired the next morning because I would wake up 2-3 times in the middle of the night. So my mother goes, you know,
yeah.
Stop that. Here's a Braille alarm clock. And I used to reach down. Sometimes I would leave it on top of the dresser because we had bunk beds, and I was in the top bunk. And I would reach down and I would knock something off the dresser where the Braille clock was onto where Frank's bed was. And nevertheless, even though I had a Braille clock and I wasn't waking him up in the middle of the night to ask him what time it was, I was waking him up because I was knocking something off. Or sometimes it was a glass of water, so it was certainly a shock to his system. But that's a story that only blind people can appreciate.
Oh, that's
funny. But that clock is a great clock. I don't have one now, but it's a when we attended the ACB convention of New York State last year, it's one of the clocks we were selling, and it's a nice little clock. I think, to me, it's aesthetically pleasing to look at, and it's cute. It's just one of those old-fashioned TikToks.
Yeah, nice, nice. All right, Carl, well, thank you very much for calling, and maybe we'll hear from you next week.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Good to talk to you.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
You too, Carl.
We have about 10 minutes before we have to let Steve go, because we have Marlena coming on at 7:30. We're going to call and get an update from her, find out what's going on with Agnes and her training. And speaking of training, here is Jacinda Puppy, and she's afraid of the thunder, so she's trying to crawl into my lap.
Going back just to the Timo Talking Mic Wife, we're selling it right now. As you know, and if anyone is interested, you can go on our website and sign up for email updates. We send out a monthly or bi-monthly email twice a month,
mm-hmm,
with specials, and the specials are only redeemable on the internet. But we're selling the Hamilton Beach Talking Microwave right now for $118.95. Yes, it is higher than what you can buy it from Walmart or Best Buy, but understand, when you're buying it from Independent Living Aids, you're buying it with the convenience of having it delivered to your door.
Right.
But you're not taking into consideration when you buy it from Walmart or Best Buy, is that you have to ask a friend to drive you there or someone to give you a ride to the store, and then you have to carry it out yourself.
Well, so, plus you offer a lot more support, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the people at Walmart, I'm sorry, but they're really probably not even going to know much about it.
No, they're like, really? We sell that?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, wow, we do? Wow, that's really interesting.
So one thing that we're offering to our customers now with all the talking microwaves that are going to be going out a week from Monday is going to include a tape cassette set of instructions that I'm recording through via podcast.
Very good.
And it will also then be available on our website for download.
Okay, good. Steven, we have another call. Hello, caller. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Actually, it's a return caller, George Wurzel.
Hello, George.
I have a question for you about Braille playing cards. Which
yeah.
Is
okay.
The original reason why I was going to call you today, and I forgot all about it because I got thinking.
Not
about
a problem. Not a problem.
I have some old Braille cards made by Kim that the
wow.
Braille does not show through on the back side of the cards, and I can tell you that they were made in, they were laminated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good old chem cards, George.
Yeah, I remember those. We sell a deck of cards that are plastic laminated over the actual cardboard card. So, and the purpose in that is that you can wipe them off in case you, pardon the expression, spill beer on them. not that I think any blind person drinks beer, but that's for another day.
You probably drank a lot after the Yankees lost.
No, see, you keep on digging into me, Jeff. You must be a Diamondbacks fan.
Oh, well.
I'll have you know I am a Tigers fan.
Oh, congratulations, George, to your team. Your team played admirably, and it's, by all means, let the best man be left standing.
I was looking for Braille cards where the Braille does not show through on the back side of the card. Are you any of your cards?
You mean visually or by feeling it?
Visually, probably.
Yeah, probably. George, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I know the cards that we sell, and I'm just going to have to go into the warehouse in the next couple of days and get those cards and ask someone with sight, can you see the Braille through the back of them? But what I've told
not
other people...
Not that I play with unscrupulous card players.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Worst case scenario, you can always buy a membership to All in Play through the Pinnacle.
Not that I'm picking on my mom.
Have you ever played All in Play there, George?
Stephen asked you if you ever played All in Play. George?
What's that?
Have you ever played All in Play on the internet?
I've looked at it, but I have not played it, no.
Okay.
It's a fun game. If you want to, you can play against other individuals on the internet, but like you know, what I was going to say to you before, George, is if you can do me a favor and send an email to can-do@independentliving.com, and in the subject line just put question for Steve about Braille playing cards. I will respond back to you and let you know. By all means, we have to live to a higher standard. We have to make sure that the people we're playing with are not looking at our cards from the back of our hand.
There you go.
there you go. All right, George, thank you very much for calling, and great question, actually. You brought back some good memories with those chem cards.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Jeff, I want to ask you, we have about 6 minutes?
Yeah, about that. We might have time for one more caller if they get in quick.
In Albany, did you ever go to a restaurant called Laney's? Well, how long has it been since you've been in Albany?
Well, let's see now. See, I was born there, and then we moved out to Arizona because my dad and my brother, my older brother, have asthma.
Yeah.
So we moved out here, and
that's great.
The only time I've been back there is to visit family. So any restaurants?
Well, I have some dear friends in the Albany area, and there's a lot of great places to eat there. It's probably one of the... if anyone hasn't been able to tell, I love to eat, but hopefully I don't look as fat as I sound. I just want to go over and just say thank you to ACB Radio for having me on. I hope we need to have you on again
because it was
unbelievable. Yeah, I would love to do this again.
Unbelievable.
I hope that I was able to answer people's questions and just to show you that you should all pass the word off to everyone that by all means, independent living aids mean we're there for customer service. We're all about customer service. We're wanting to pick up the phones as quickly as possible to answer as many calls so we can answer everyone's questions. And we're there and dedicated to the customer and making sure that they lead their active independent life and they have their products. Though we don't have a lot of products to offer, hypothetically, if we don't have, say, 2 talking microwaves, hypothetically, where someone else might have 4, we try to minimize the situations for people to choose. We try to provide them the quality products as opposed to the quantity.
Sure.
And it's key and something we've always maintained, and it's always worked out to our advantage. We have a lot of returning customers, and they keep on buying from us. Again, we sell 2,500 different products. The products I discussed tonight are just a few, few and far between, but we have so many wonderful things that anyone could use.
Now, your catalogs that you offer, I know that you offer them on the web, of course.
Right.
And
we offer them in text file and CD as well as an audio CD. The audio CD is $10. We also sell a tape cassette version, which is actually free as well.
Okay.
We sell a Braille version for $25, because that is 3 volumes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow.
It is a 2006 catalog, so you can read to your heart's content for those who are interested. We also have a low vision catalog, which is geared, which doesn't have any of the Braille products in them. And that's the only difference. But we have that for individuals who are strictly low vision.
You know what's really nice about the Braille catalog, too, is that you really can peruse a catalog. You know, you can actually sit down and grab it and actually read through it. That's, I may actually call tomorrow and order that.
Well, by all means.
Yeah, I might
well,
get
Jeff,
that.
Well, Jeff, if you want to email me, I'll be glad to help you.
Okay, good.
Lastly, I want to say thank you to the individuals at Independent Living Aids, Marvin and Mimi Sandlin, the entire management staff, and the entire staff of Independent Living Aids. They're a pleasure to work with. I know there's been other individuals who have been visually impaired and totally blind prior to me, and I've had an exciting almost 2 years with them, and I hope it continues further because it's a great company to work for. Everyone's pleasant, everyone's willing to help, and everyone's willing to learn. One of the last things I want to mention as an exciting new product that you'll see in our gift highlights as well as in our 2007 catalog will be the selling of Freedom Box, which is a great new product for screen reading. Allows features that can't be matched with other screen readers without paying hefty prices for them. So if anyone's interested in Freedom Box and more about it, I am developing a podcast with the founder or the CEO of Ceratec Corporation, Mike Helvo, to discuss all the exciting features of Freedom Box because it is exciting. It's wonderful to work with, and if anyone's interested, by all means, email can-do@independentliving.com and put in the subject line Freedom Box question and answer or whatever you want to put in. But I'll read those emails and I'll like I've said so many times before, I'll respond to them in as quickly as possible. But again, thank you to ACB Radio and Jeff.
Sure. We need to definitely have you back soon because this was very popular. And
I assume we have no more other calls?
We do not. Not at this time.
How much time do I have left?
Got about a minute.
Okay. Just really quick, just for everybody, because we got started on the right way, but we got off tangent because of the phone calls. Just for everybody's information, in addition to Independent Living Aids, my background has started off, as everyone knows, with the first refreshable Braille display, the Versa Braille, and it's gone on as assistive technology has grown over the last 30 years, and that's my title at Independent Living Aids. I'm an assistive technology specialist. My career spans doing help desk for several major corporations, and that's my background is helping people fix their computers over the phone.
Yeah, okay.
But it also spans as to being, now that as of recently, I became the secretary for the National Beat Baseball Association, but also am a longtime player of beat baseball, as well as the founder of a co-founder of the Long Island Bombers. But it's everyone needs to at some point go out and really try to do as much as they possibly can, because in the long run it will pay off. The more you do now, whether you're newly blind or not, it's the long time it will pay off. And whether you use a guide dog or a cane, by all means, it's never stop. Just keep on going and enjoy yourself as much as you can.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you do have a beatball podcast, actually.
Yes, we have. It's called the Beat Baseball Guy. And if anyone's interested, they can visit the Beat Baseball podcast and blog by going to beatbaseball.org, or they can visit the National Beat Baseball Association by NBBA or Nancy Bravo Bravo Apple. .org, or for that matter, the Long Island Bombers, the local New York team, if you're a New York fan, at libombers.org.
All right, great.
Jeff, thank you again.
Thank you so much, Stephen, and we'll be talking to you soon, and we definitely need to hook up again and do this again. This was definitely fun.
Absolutely.
We'd love to
be a return guest.
All right.
Thank you again to everybody for calling in and for all your great questions, and everyone have a great night.
Good night, Stephen.
Good night.
There you go. There he goes. Now, what we're going to do now here on the show is we're going to, and for those of you who missed it last week, we're going to replay it's about a 10-minute presentation, and this will allow me to stretch my legs a little bit and also give me an opportunity to give Marlena a phone call and get her up here on the board, and because I'm kind of doing this independently here. So what we're going to do now is we're going to play a little bit of we're going to play this little presentation we put together for Marlena, all about her new guide dog Agnes, and then we'll be back with Marlena here on the Marlena program. So here we go. Get out the tissues. If you haven't heard this before,
I think you'll appreciate it. Just a minute here. Helps if the playlist is right. There we go. We'll be back. Sit back, relax, enjoy it. Marlena's coming up next.
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you have your leash?
I put it behind this door.
Okay, here, let's grab it. Wait. Oh, there it is.
On the lower one.
Okay, there you go. Okay, do you have your camera?
Yep.
You want to give it to me now?
Yep.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay.
It's real easy. Just
okay.
Turn it on.
Okay. All right, come on down. Go get your girl. So let me tell you, here, take my arm. Okay. So you are getting Agnes. A-G-N-E-S.
Oh, God.
And she's a lab golden retriever cross. And she's a yellow lab golden retriever cross.
Okay. I guess if I could get used to Madeline, I can get used to Agnes.
It's actually very similar. We have a couch. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna take your leash and go get her.
Okay.
Okay.
Agnes. Okay. Agnes. 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 Agnes.
Agnes.
She's so tiny. And she's so soft. Yes. Okay. Agnes.
Molly's taking the picture to your lap.
Agnes. She's so tiny. You got all kinds of things tangled up. Okay. Agnes, sit. Good girl. Okay.
She's going to try to melt onto the ground and have you hit her belly.
No, yes, I know. She reminds me of how Madeline was.
Really?
Yes.
Better.
Yes. Agnes, sit. Good girl. Agnes, down. Down. Good girl. Okay.
Just talk real calm to her. Otherwise, she's going to go to the roof right now. Okay, Marlena. Agnes is 21 and a half inches. She's 56.8 pounds, and she was born February 15th, 2005. So she is now 20 months old, and she'll be 2 this coming February, the day after Valentine's Day. You're making me cry. Aw. Can I clean up?
No, you can't eat it.
No,
you can't.
Yes. I tell you what she looks like.
Yeah.
Agnes is a beautiful, beautiful red color. You know how the yellow labs can go from like white to red?
Yeah.
She's like that almost. She's
no.
Just a nice red
sit.
Color.
Sit. Good girl.
And you can feel she has really soft ears. Her whole coat is really soft, but especially her ears. And I'm trying to see what her eyes are. She has dark eyes, dark brown, nice black nose. And her belly, what happens with the yellow labs is usually the belly's a little bit lighter than the rest of them is.
Yeah.
So hers is kind of like a caramel color.
Yeah.
And then the same thing along the back of her hips and her thighs. And yeah. She's got a narrow frame. Like, she's got a very sort of petite build to her.
Yeah, she's
very
nice
feminine.
And tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Agnes, sit. Good girl. Good girl. Sit.
And she loves people. And she loves to have people's hands on her. She's going to find she's really cool. Agnes. I think I'll call her Waggy Aggie. I know, I think that might be fitting. At least right now.
No. Agnes, sit.
You think she's going to work?
I think so.
I think so too.
She's so tiny.
Yeah, she's very feminine. Yeah. Very feminine. She always had her belly rubbed.
You
feel
how
she likes to sit on her hip when she's ready to bounce it over. Mm-hmm. Maybe mommy will
drop
her things. Yeah. Ready to heal her back?
Yep.
She's going to want a forge.
Okay.
She's just very excited right now. I think she's kind of tangled in your wire.
Oh, I should probably not have so much wire.
I know, that's a good point.
I had it short all day.
Okay.
And then it was long.
Let's see. Let's just fix your grip here.
Oh, that's right.
Here. Let's see. Let's Like that.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe give her a little more leash.
There you go.
And I'm going to hold this door open for you.
Okay.
And you're going to pause at this door. If she goes through, correct her
back. Agnes, heel.
Good.
Good girl.
Get ready to pause. Right there.
Heel.
Good girl.
Good girl. Heel. Agnes, heel. Good girl.
Okay, you want to take my arm?
Yeah. Agnes, heel.
Good girl.
Good girl. Good girl.
Good girl. Oh, that looks good.
Good girl. Heel.
Good for you.
Good girl. Heel.
Good for you.
Good girl.
Good
girl.
Pause.
Good girl. Agnes,
good.
Heel. Good girl.
Okay,
good
Mom.
Girl.
I'm gonna have you just leave your door propped open and
okay.
Just hang out with her, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna put your harness. Where do you want me to put your harness?
Oh,
on the back on that hook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and do you have my camera?
Oh, Molly has it.
Molly.
I'll get it
okay.
In a sec. And you don't need the harness until tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, have fun. I'll see you in a few.
I like your I like your nose, I like your mouth, your ears, your hands, your toes. I like your face, it's really you. I like the things you say and do. There's not a single soul who sees the skies the way you see them through your eyes. And aren't you glad? You should be glad. There's no one, no one exactly.
That's your place. That's your place. Yes. Agnes, heel. 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 Whoopsie. Good girl. Good girl. Agnes, heel. Good girl. Good girl.
Exactly like Marlena nor Agnes. Welcome to the Marlena program there, Marlena.
Gosh, Jeff, every time I hear that, it makes me cry.
Yeah.
That is such a gift to me, and I know I told you earlier when we talked that I appreciated it, but I will treasure that forever. And I hope that I hope it helps people who are maybe thinking about getting a guide dog, or maybe people who are thinking about transitioning from one guide to the next, because they're both difficult decisions to make. And meeting that guide dog for the first time for me is always just a very emotional experience, and I mean, I just recorded it because I wanted to have it. I had no idea that you would take a picture in sound and put it into such a beautiful frame, and I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. We want more, so we can do more of that for you. I called Gary the other day, and I said, Gary, do you have any more audio? And he goes, well, I got some lectures, but I don't think that'd be really appropriate. like, yeah, well, probably not. But
yeah.
Yeah, so we need more. We need more pictures.
We'll see what we can do.
All right, great. Well, now you've had a pretty long week there, and why don't we talk a little bit about some highlights?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see. Well, let's see. I can't remember exactly which day things happened. So, but I'll start with the first independent trip, where for people who don't know, when you're in guide dog training, the first few days, those trainers are right there on top of you, and they are either attached to the dog by another leash,
right,
or they're right at your right shoulder, you know, ready to tell you things, help you follow the dog, because, you know, you could have one dog or eight, and every one of them is different. And so I think it was Wednesday that we had our first independent trip from the bus to the lounge. And it was an easy route, you know. It was just get off, turn left, go four blocks, make a right, go three blocks, make a right, and start doing what we at Guide Dogs call a moving turn,
okay,
which is just right, right, inside, good girl.
Right.
Well, I mean, and that's a simple route, right? So I get off the bus and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's no trainer and this isn't Madeline. Oh my gosh. And, but she was just so good at it. She really, I mean, she kind of looked up at me like, don't worry about it. I know what I'm doing. It's all about Agnes after all.
That's right.
And so that was the first real exciting thing this week that happened. And I mean, there are so many little things that I took her out into. We have a play area that is all fenced in, and it's a big area. It's got grass and you can bring their toys out, and it's just for them to stress relieve. And so I took her out there the first time, and every time I call her, she comes back to me right away, and she brings the toy. Most of the other dogs usually come back without the toy.
Sure.
And then you have to send them back out to get it, and they're like, what are you talking about? And she's also willing to give up the toy so that you'll throw it again, because it is, after all about Agnes, you see. And I've decided that if she were a person, that she would be a person who would say, oh my gosh, I really want to meet you. Can I meet you? Now, my name's Agnes. What's your name? What do you do? What kind of work do you do? How old are you? Because she is the nosiest dog. But she has a very sweet personality. So moving onward through the week, that's all about Agnes. We had a wonderful little gathering on, I guess it was just yesterday. One of the members of our class is 77 years old and
wow.
He's getting his first guide.
Wow.
And it was his birthday. And so I decided that someone should never turn 77, getting their first guide, and be away from home and not have a birthday party. So,
sure.
And everybody agreed, and he happens to be originally from the UK. And so we were able to come up with a card that everyone signed and a teapot that he can use here at school. And he's used it several times now, and he says, that's proper tea. That's proper tea, not out of a cup.
That's great.
And yesterday we went to a farmer's market.
Yeah.
And that was interesting because we had the opportunity to see how our dogs reacted around, I mean, I say tens of dogs, but I bet you there were 40 to 50 dogs there. And I can very proudly say that Aggie looked a couple of times like, oh, could I? And then I said, no, you can't. And she said, oh, okay, fine. And she went on about her business. And she didn't distract after the food. She didn't, I mean, she was just, for a 20-month-old dog, she was pretty phenomenal.
Wow. Wow.
With all that.
Hmm.
And today has been
yeah.
a very interesting day. Now, you know, this is dog number 8, so I've spent a lot of Sundays over the past 40-odd years at various guide dog schools. Maddie's my second from Guide Dogs for the Blind. And I'm in the Oregon campus instead of the San Rafael campus.
Okay.
And so they told us yesterday that we would have brunch from 10 until noon.
Hmm.
And to tide us over, they would make fresh muffins and put them in the coffee room for the morning.
Ooh.
Now, brunch, I mean, we're talking, man, a full course brunch. You could have eggs any style, omelets, anything you wanted. French toast, bacon, ham, sausage, orange juice, coffee, whatever you wanted. And you could sit in the dining room as long as you wanted to do that. And then the rest of the day is your day. And they have a lot of little trails that you can go out and walk on here so that it's just you and your dog. And you can go out and just kind of really try to communicate with your dog and listen to what your dog is saying back to you through its body language without, you know, having a person there, and you can stay as long or as short as you want to do that. And as I'm here on the phone with you right now, they're having a voluntary, but I think most of the class went, but I've done this before, but they're having a voluntary lessons in the Tellington touch, how to give your dog a massage.
Oh, okay.
And how to relax your dog. And then tomorrow night, I get my massage because they have a contract massage therapist.
Oh, nice.
Who comes in and upon request and does, you know, the massages. And I mean, I think the thing that I just am so reminded of here is that, you know, nothing's perfect, and it would be nice if I have a private room, but not everyone does, and it would be nice if they had that, but they are so accommodating from not only the guide work perspective, but how you live. You know, they know, they want you to have what you have at home to the greatest extent that they can possibly do that. And it's just a very impressive kind of situation, you know, even to the point where somebody said, I don't like white bread. So they went out and got a whole bunch of whole wheat bread and said, hey, just tell us if, you know, you want that. So as much as one can feel at home when one is away for 3 or 4 weeks, you can really feel at home, you know. And mm-hmm. And Aggie and I are adjusting very well. You know, she comes up and sits in front of me and puts her head in my lap and just looks at me. And we had one bad day where she was a little too enthusiastic over the presence of a passing by dog. And I gave her a good, strong correction.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, we have to fix this because I can't accept a dog that it was an angry distraction. It was like, holy cow, let's go play.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But I thought, you know, we have to fix this. And I went and sat in one of the living rooms, and it was just Agnes and me, and I was just sort of stroking her and talking to her and trying to communicate to her that she had to think about this. She really had to work on this. And the next thing I know, I hear this little snoring. And then the next thing I know, this little Labrador Golden Cross just crumped at my feet and was sound asleep on the floor.
Oh, that's great.
So it's a big transition. This week we start doing a bunch more independent stuff. I know we're going to be doing some freelancing in Gresham. Gresham is a great little town. And it's got lots of weird... Gary, the board guy, would hate it because it's got, man, has it got wacko wheelchair ramps. But, oh, man. But it's a nice little town, and we'll be working around there some more. And then in the third week, we actually go to Portland. So,
oh, that's interesting.
Then we'll ride the subway. Well, here they just have light rail. I don't think it goes underground, but we'll ride the light rail. And so, it's building gradually. We're able to now work the dogs around the building.
Oh, good, yeah.
Instead of healing them. And I described it as, oh, my gosh, thank you so much for giving me my sight back.
Yeah, exactly. I hated that, having to heal your dog around the building.
Oh, wow. Man.
It's really a nuisance.
Oh, it's just awful because, I mean, I keep a reasonably straight line, but I'm used to having a guide dog.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So.
Now, do you have a lot of stairs in that building?
No, actually, we don't have any. This building is completely wheelchair accessible. Guide Dogs for the Blind is starting to consider on a one-by-one basis blind people in wheelchairs.
Oh, okay.
Actually, my room is the wheelchair accessible room. It has a roll-in shower and.
Yeah.
I have it because I need the oxygen concentrator for my asthma at night, which would keep everybody else awake.
Well, because at the Seeing Eye, they have stairs. You have to have your dog sit at the stairs, you know, and then you can go up, and then you have to sit again, and that's going up and down and up and down. And when you have a class of, dogs going up and down these stairs when you're healing them around, man, that's really annoying.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what we dealt with at Guiding Eyes. I received several dogs from Guiding Eyes, and it's a pain. Now, we will work stairs.
Sure, of course.
Of course,
but
We'll be working stairs, escalators, and revolving doors.
Yep,
and I think
yep.
that's all this week. So, oh, and the other thing I didn't tell you about.
Yeah, we got to hurry because we're almost out of time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, we had some crazy nut out there trying to run every blind person over. It was called Traffic Check Day.
Oh, good.
Oh, my glory.
Did they hit you?
I knocked on the car at one point when he was parked across the sidewalk, and I said, can't you drive that darn thing any better than that?
That's great. All right, Marlena, we hate to cut you off, but we got about a minute or
so. Hey,
minute
I'm worth cutting off, so do your thing.
Well, all right, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, great. Well, thank you, everybody, so much for listening. And, Jeff, you're doing a wonderful job, and I very much appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Everybody
we'll
have a great week.
All right, then. We'll see you next week, Marlena.
Agnes says woof.
Woof, woof.
Bye.
Bye. That's it, everybody. I want to thank Stephen for coming on, joining us for the show tonight. Really do appreciate that from Independent Living Aids. They're also a sponsor here on ACB Radio. And we'll be back next week with another Marlena program. So enjoy the week, everybody, and give everyone you love a hug, and stay close to those that are important to you. So good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
I'm Marlena, and this is the music of Lee Rettenhauer, A Little Dolphin Dreamin', as we go out for this week. It's been a joy to be with you, and I hope you'll come back next week right here on ACB Radio Mainstream. Let me thank the team that helps make all of this happen. That's Chrissy Cochran in the UK, Jeff Shang in Australia, and Gary the Board Guy in the other room. We'll be back again, same time, same place, next week here on ACB Radio Mainstream. But if you'd like to send me an email in the meantime, you can address it to Marlena. That's MARLAINA at acbradio.org. Till we're together again, have a great week, and we'll see you next time, right here on Mainstream.